We are learning Masechtas Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom. Ketzet Takanosam. In the Mishnah, it said a case where there was a person married to two wives. One was a Ketana and one was a Chareshes. They're both Dirabanan. Now we know if someone has two wives, you cannot do Yibam on both wives. And not only can you do Yibam on one wife, both wives, the halacha is if you did Yibam on one, it patters the other one Lashuk. You could do either Chalitz to one of them and that patters Lashuk, or Yibam to one of them and that patters the other one Lashuk. By a ketana and chareshes, as the Mishnah says, that ein echad mehem pater chaverta, ein bia achas mehem pater sarasa. One of them pater the other one. The first the Gemara said the pshat is because we're not sure which one of the wives are the primary wives. That's the Gemara said first. But you're going to see from the next Gemara, there's another pshat in this. The Gemara says, keitzet takanasim. So what do? You have your chareshes and a ketana. They both fell to Yibum, to Shimon, the brother. What do? You can't do Yibum on both because the halacha is now even from both one house, two wives. So what do? There one is the part of the other one. What's the etza? So the Gemara says, "Omer Rav Chista, Omer Rav." Chista of Shem Rav. The etza is koines hachareshes umitziyah beget. You first do yibum on the chareshes, then you give her a get. The ketana tam temachet tagdav tachlitz, and the ketana you wait until she gets old and give her chalitza. Pshat is like this, that If you really can marry do Yibam the Chareshes. The problem is that since we're not sure that took care of the Yibam, you have to give Chalitza to the Ketana. So if you give Chalitza to the Ketana, so then the problem is it makes it usher, that makes the Chareshes usher to you. It makes the Esher, why? Because now it's La Yivna. Just in case, we'll see in a second what's the pshat on that, but it makes it La Yivna. Halacha is, if you give Chalitza to this Yibam family, so then you cannot you can't marry the tzara. That's the halacha. If you have two tzaras, you give chalitza to one, you can't marry the other one. So here, if you give chalitza to the ketana, it's an aser the chareshes as the iser of lo yivne. Am I right? Yeah. Because the zika was always here, like Rashi explains. Rashi says in the Ramaskal case, I says vi miyavim lo v'chol to the ketana kishuk digdal mifs lo kamayis lo the kom lebe lo yivne. The abir the chareshes lo idach yezika didn't take up the whole zika. The name ain acharei klum. You can't say it completely closed up the case because it's still Zika afterwards. So therefore, it's possible to be La Yivna. Now, obviously, the Mefarshim speak out that since you're waiting until she gets older to do Chalitza, that whole time they can stay married to the Chareshes. So only after the Chalitza is it a problem, but till then, they actually stay married. So it might see a beget before you're giving the Chalitza. So that's what Rav Chista of Shem Rav. Now, Taisus explains that Rav Chista knew from Rav both of them were Kedushin Rabbanon, but one of them was, they made the Kedushin Rabbanon different. And one of them, they made it Kenuyo Umeshayeres, that's Vaday Kana, but they left over something. And the other one was a Suffolk if it's Kenuyo and a Kenuyo. One of the two. We're not sure Chareshes or Kentana, which one's which? Which one's which? What?
What does it mean?
So Kenuyo Umeshayeres means that she's Kenuyo to her husband, but there's something left to, it's not a full Kenyan. It's a Vaday Kenyan, but not a full Kenyan. Knuya means it's a suffix if it's a vada kinyan or not. And we'll see what nafkminis there are like that. So I'm Rav Chista. Shema mino kasava rav. Remember, he knew one of them was knuya ben a knuya, one was knuya mushieres. So shema mino kasava rav. Now, I'll speak out before. The Gemara here, how do we know that they're not both the same level of kusha drabana? So Rashi speaks out. The way we know is like this. They can't both be knuya mushieres, because then why doesn't one part the other one? So obviously, Rav Chista learning different pshat. It's not a suffix who the primary wife is. They're a different type of kiyonim. That's why one is a part of the other one. So he says, if they both be kenuyo mushieres, why can one part of the other one? And if you say they're both suffix kenuyo vein a kenuyo, then there's a problem with the next mishnah in the beginning of the next parak. That there it says that it's actually next mishnah. That there it says that if you ba'al chareshes and the ba'al ketana, it passels the chareshes. And if the halacha was that it was kenuya, both of them were the same level, safek kenuya v'as kenuya, then manav shach the chareshes should be mutter. Because if they're both kenuya, so then istam you married the chareshes, they're both kenuya, so you did yibam the chareshes, the other one is not going to pass all the chareshes on you. And if it's one's kenuya, one's any kenuya, so then a manav shach also it's mutter. Because let's say the chareshes was not kenuya, so she's a nachris ba'alma. And she's the one who's Kenuya, again, you're kinder. So, therefore, he says they can both be the same. They both have to be different. That's what Rashi spars. Taisa says more like they knew that the one was like that. Kimle Rav Chista, the Chod Kenuya Meshurera, the Chod Kenuya Kenuya. Rashi brings a riot from the cases. Akbarim, one's Kenuya and one's Kenuya Meshurera. One's Kenuya Ben Kenuya, Safik, one's Kenuya. Zomra Chista, Shemamina Kasava Rav, Chareshes is the one of Kenuya Meshurera. Ketana is Kenuya Ben Kenuya. How do we know that? These sakas are the chareshes knuya v'ne knuya. If the chareshes are knuya v'ne knuya, and ketana was knuya m'shiyares, so chareshes, and my kohenis and tziva get. Why do you have to give a get? Once he did yibam on the chareshes, taste of gabei m'manav shach. This isha, this chareshes should stay to him m'manav shach. Because ik knuya he. Because remembering, if we held chareshes knuya v'ne knuya, so therefore m'manav shach should stay by him. Why? Can ik knuya he? Or knuya he? So then it's a regular good yibam. If the Chareshes is not knuya to the husband, the first husband, hanachas ba'amu. So either way, you can stay to her. You can stay married to the Chareshes. Why did he make to beget? What? Not if the Chareshes is a suffer knuya and a knuya, the ketana will not cause problems. Because if he's a knuya, so then the yibum is done. It's closed. They close the case. No zika left. You close the case. If a Chareshes was a knuya, you close the case. If it's any knuya, it's not hanachas. So that's what Raya, what you're saying is a Raya that's Mishayaris. So, Tezuka, Bama, Shachi, Knuyi, Knuyi, Vilav, Knuyi, Hanokas, Bamu. Vichi, Tema, you're going to ask me a Kasha, if that's the case, so if the case is that the first one's Knuyi, Mishayaris, and the Ketana is Safi, Vichi, Tema, Ketana, my Tam, Tach, Tidal, Tachloids, Tezuka, Bay, I Knuyi, He, Ha Knuyi, Ilav, Knuyi, He, Nachrus, Bama, Imke, Haresh, is my Tepek. He says, I have a Kasha for you. That's true. So just marry the ketana and the shalom Yisrael. She's good, the ketana. He's saying, okay, good. Chareshes is not knuya v'ne knuya, but ketana is knuya v'ne knuya, right? So I have a great idea. Do you even want the ketana? And now, amon of shach, you're good to go. Why? Because if it's knuya, you took care of the whole zika. If it's not knuya, it's an achris. So why do you do that? Teretz is because we want an eitzah for the chareshes. The chareshes can't go out then. Why? Because the chareshes, you cannot go do even the chareshes now misafik, because on the side that the ketana was knuya, so then on the tzad the knuya is knuya. Then the chareshes is b'nei shnei batim. Then the chaninal go be well on the chareshes. I just give her chalitza on the tzad that's ain't a knuya. You give her chalitza. Is it like this? On the tzad that the ketana was ain't a knuya, so you didn't take care of Reuven's house yet. So you have to chareshes can go to the shuk. Okay, so have an eitzah. Give her chalitza. You can't give her chalitza. Oh, have a different eitzah. Do yibum. You can't do yibum because just in case the ketana was knuya, they're both wives. What? Chareshes can't have chalitza. Can't have chalitza, right? So you can't have any of a kriya. So you have no way to do it. So therefore, he says the eitzah like this: you do first yibum on the chareshes, where she's a mashiyares. Then you give chalitza to the ketana when she gets older, and everything's very good. And you give what? You can't do yibum on the ketana. Also, the same problem because since the chareshes was knuya mashiyares,
only ketana, no chareshes here.
You could do yibum on ketana. Well, yeah, you could do yibum on ketana. Yeah. Al-Kaponim, so that's what happens over here. So, in Charesh Ma'atepek, that's why Rav gave his Eitzah. And we're saying, in the Eitzah alone, it's Muchach, that the one that's Knuya Vein Knuya is the Ketana. Because if the Charesh is Knuya Vein Knuya, just keep the Charesh's. Om Rav Sheshes, I'll bring another Raya to this Rav Chista Shtikl Torah. Om Rav Sheshes, Hachanam Estavro, Kimtaris Rav Chista Liba the Rav. The Tayyum to the Braisa. We learned in the Braisa, Shnei Achim Nesun Shnei Achois. This is now a different case than before. Before, the case was one Reuven was married to two wives. Now we have a different case. Shnei Achim, Reuven and Shimon are married to Shnei Achois Yisoymois, Ketana v'Chareshes. One is a Ketana, one is a Chareshes. Okay? So you have Reuven married, let's say Reuven married to a Ketana in this case, and Shimon married to Chareshes. Meis Bailo Shal Ketana. So now Reuven dies, so his wife falls to Shimon. So the halacha is in this braisa, chareshes yotze v'get. Now they're sisters, remember. So chareshes yotze v'get because it's a chayis kosa now. So you give a get to the chareshes. But ketana tam shes tagdav tachlis, give a chalitza. Now it doesn't go out just like that. The chareshes, even though it's your wife, Shimon's wife, it's a sister. Usually a chayis ishtoy just goes out without an yibum. But here for some reason not. So what's the reason? We'll see why in a second. We'll explain why in a second. Meiz bailo shel chareshes. If the baila of the chareshes died and the chareshes falls to the baila ketana, so also ketana yaitze v'get, the chareshes asur la'olam. The chareshes also la'olam. Then baal chareshes la'get v'hutra. So let's explain this before we see what the Gemara says. So the first case was meis baila shel ketana. So you're married to the chareshes and Reuven's wife, the ketana, comes over here. So chareshes has to be yaitze v'get because the zika ketana asers on. The Zika of Tana asks his wife on him. Because Chareshes is Knuya Mashiaras, and Ketana maybe is Knuya Legamri, so knocks it out. The Chayes Zikosai. So that's for sure, that's the case. And then the Ketana, you give now, you can't do Yibam on the Ketana that fell to you because that's a Chayes Zikosai. So you give a get. That's that you give a chalitza. You give a chalitza to the ketana. That's the first case. Mace bailo shel ketana chareshi to be get because it's a chayz ziku kasai, because that might be knuya, and yours only mashiyares. The ketana tam jav the tachlos. If the opposite case, mace bailo shel chareshes, and the chareshes falls to the bala ketana, so ketana yitzu be get. Why? Because on the tzad, it's zikus chareshes. It makes the sister also. Because maybe the ketana is not knuya at all, and it's only like a oinus of a futa, and then, so if it's your wife, it knocks out the sister, but maybe it's not your wife, the ketana. So the chareshes is asering your wife on you, this semi-wife, it's not really a wife, it's a mafuta, so therefore you can't stay married, it's veget. And the chareshes is asur loylam, why? Because you now can't do yibam on the chareshes, why not? Because the chayis gerush asai. And you can't do chalitza, it doesn't have chalitza. But if in baal chareshes, nois legev hutra. But let's say you didn't chap, and you were baal on the chareshes, so then you give her a get, and she's muta. Now why is she muta? I'm going to explain. Why is the Baal Chareshes not to give a hutra? Iyam b'shlama Chareshes k'nuyo m'shiyares. If you say like Rav said, like Rav Chisus Pshat Rav, the Chareshes k'nuyo m'shiyares. The Chareshes k'nuyo m'shiyares. K'tana k'nuyo v'ena k'nuyo. M'shem hachi, Baal Chareshes noisun l'get v'hutra. If we have like Rav, the Chareshes k'nuyo m'shiyares, k'tana k'nuyo k'nuyo, m'shem hachi l'chi Baal Chareshes, by mistake, Baal Chareshes noisun l'get v'hutra. Why? That's what I'm saying. Remember, here the case is where you are married to the ketana. So iktana knuyihi. So anyway, the chareshes muta l'shok. Hanafkum shema chayzisha. And ilav knuya. If she's not knuya, so then the chareshes is chayav yibum. Shapam yabum. You can do yibum. No problem, do yibum, because it's shapam yabum. It was never knuya to you. So even the get was nothing. It's shapam yabum. But Eli Amrit said opposite way, you say not like Rav Chista. Eli Amrit Chareshes Knuya Vene Knuya. The Chareshes is Knuya Vene Knuya. That's the way the Suffolk is. And Ketana Knuya Mashiaras. So what happens is, you're married to the Ketana. So now, there, the Chareshes, Kibal Chareshes, Amayinus and Gev Hutra. So here, the Chareshes, no one of Shach on this Chareshes, because Ketana Knuya Mashiaras, there is some room for something to be Chal. So now it could be the chareshes. So the chareshes on tzad, the chareshes are knuya to your brother. She's chayiv in yibum. On the tzad, she's knuya chayiv yibum. And now kibba al chareshes. Am I not saying get v'hutra? Have le bia psula or bia psula ipatra? It's a bia psula. Why? Because it's a shtikla chaysisha. Even if you give a get to your wife the ketana, but since the ketana was a vaday part wife through mishiras, so the bia on the chareshes is a chayis gerushasai partly. And therefore it's also, it's a bia psula. And why is it pater? Bia psula pater. So it's a raya to Rav. Being a raya to Rav, Rav Chista's Pshat and Rav, that Chareshes is the one of Knuya Mashiaras, and Ketana's doing a Knuya. Someone says, no, it's not a raya. Hamani Rav Nechemia, the Oma bia psula pataras mechalitza. There is a Shita Rav Nechemia, and Perak Rav Gamir, we had it before, and Daf Nunam and Beis, that holds that even bia psula pataras mechalitza, and therefore it's not a raya. So coming like this, really you can say Pshat now is not like Rav. And really, Chareshes is Knuya Vene Knuya, and Ketana is Mashiaras. Why is the work of Ba'a ala Chareshes? Teretz is because going according to Rav Nechemia. So what I was going to say now, I'll prove you from a different place that we can't go like Rav Nechemia, and therefore we have to say like Rav, Shem Rav Chista. E Rav Nechemia, Eima Seifa, let's see the Seifa. Let's see the Seifa, Misha, how you know Sushte, Yevamois, Ketana, V'Chareshes. Here, back to the one guy. He's married to two Yisoymites. I said, Yevamos, Yisoymites. Rishon Nosi Shtei Yisoymites. Ketana Chareshes. Back to the one guy. Reuven's married to two wives. Ketana Chareshes. Umeis, he dies. Bo Yavam al Ketana. V'chazo Baal Chareshes. If the Bo Yavam, the brother Shimon, did Yibun with the Ketana, and then he did with Yibun to Chareshes. Or Yishevach al Chareshes. Or a different brother, Levi, was born the Chareshes. Nesu Shtei Malav. They both become Usher to both of them. Ketzad takanosam. So what do you do now? We have here these two wives, these Ketana and Chareshes. Ketzad takanosam. Chareshes yoytze beget. The Chareshes goes out with a get. The Ketana tamtan shetagda v'tachloitz. You wait till she gets older and she does chalitza. That's the halacha. Now what's the challenge of the halacha? So let's see. Iyam b'shlama Chareshes k'nuyim ashiyeres. The Chareshes is a part vade kinyin and Ketana to k'nuyim v'nekinuya v'rabbanan here and it's going with the rabbanan. V'shavaki tamtan shetagda v'tachloitz. Why? Because of Xera. Because in this case, really, Be'etzem, they were Ba Yavam al Ketana first. Be'etzem, there shouldn't be any problem. Because the Ketana of Marav Shach should be Mutter to Shimon. Because if it's Yibum, so then it's Yibum. And not in Acharei Klum. If she's an Enekanuya, so it's a Nachris, you also can stay married to her because it's not related. So it's fine. You can stay married to the Yachas. So Manav Shach, she could have stayed married to the Ketan. But why do you have to give her Chalitza? Because we were in a case, the opposite case. Remember, it's all going in Rav's Halacha. Because let's say you do the Chareshas first. Let's say we're born the Chareshas first, which is Knuya Mashiaras. So you didn't really take care of the house because you did the Chareshas first. So you still need Chalitza for the Ketan because maybe she's the Vada Kenyan. So therefore, in this case, you also need chalitza. The dilma kadon b'al chareshu reisha, v'avle bia katana bia psula, and the bia katana will be a bia psula, and they only need chalitza. Because once you do yibum with the chareshas, which is vaday knuya partly, so then it's already a stickle b'nei shnei batim. So you can't do bia katana, and you have to do chalitza, but you don't take care of the katana either, because maybe the katana is a knuya ikker, is the primary knuya. Therefore, you need chalitza for her. So therefore, even if you do ketana first, we make gzeira to that. Eliyam Rav Nechemya, gzeira Rav Nechemya. So if you're Nechemya, what's the problem? Even if you did the chareshas first, even if you baal chareshas first, so then what's the problem? Now, you really have to cheshbon this a little better than that. Because like this, if Yam Rav Nechemya means, and chareshas is one of the suffer kenuya, and the ketana was knuya mishiyaris. So let's figure it out then. Eliyav Rav Nechemya, and what was the case that the chareshes was safek knuya, and the ketana was a case of knuya mishiyaris.
So like
what? Because we said before that if it goes like Rav Nechemya, it's not a raya to Rav. You can say it the other way. That's the Gemara said right before this. If you go like Rav Nechemya, you can say it the other way around. So we're trying to prove that it's not true. So even Rashi even has the Girsa. Eliyam Rav Ketana Knuya Mashiyaras. Rashi, I'll read Rashi, 5-6 lines on the bottom. So Eliyam Rav Ketana Knuya Mashiyaras. V'chareshes is a Sofik. Umeresha the Ketani. That was a ratio we saw, we said like Rav Nechemya. V'achoyes. In Ba'achoresh, Noisin Laget V'hutra. Shamin on the Bia Psula Peteres. Peteres. So Seifa Banachriyos. Amai Ketana. By a chalitza. Why is a ketana chalitza? Bishlam afguyim afginu lemenei. So the cases of ketana by a chalitza means where you did a ketana first. Okay. So bishlam afguyim afginu lemenei. You did a ketana first. So then we understand why you have to get rid of the ketana because maybe the chareshes is the primary, and therefore you have to. You're not yotzi even with this. Bishlam afguyim afginu lemenei. Dimal chareshes achroina knuya kula upasla aleu. It passes and passels on you because that's the knuya. So you still have a zika over here. El begita tiskila, but the get should work for the ketana. The bias atzma peteres, the bias sheri. And even if you say it's a bia psula, he says it's going korban mechemya. Now, what's it sad that the bia on the ketana would be a bia psula? L'chayra, even knuya mashiyaras, what should be a bia psula? He did it first. So Rashi says since that bia wouldn't take care of the whole zika, so that would call be a psula. It says, "V'nami choshla psula was in the kaima zikas chareshes." The ikleme mekniy legamri harmer mechem be a psula patra. That's where a big chiddush Rashi comes in. Rashi's chiddush is that even if you do the katana first, it's possible to call it be a psula. Why? Because he didn't take care of the zika. Something a bia doesn't finish a job is called be a psula. So then, elam rechemi, I'm a be a psula patra. So there's a deer. If you do the bia katana first, it'll be good. And if you do chareshos first, sure it's good because it's kenuya. Do chareshos first, sure it's good. So and here it says you can't do it. What you have to do is you have to give a chalitza to the katana. El shvamino, rabbanon yishvamino. So we're proving it's rabbanon, not Rav Nechemya. And we're proving like Rav holds, like Rav Chisda Pshat and Rav, that katana kenuya v'nei kenuya and chareshos kenuya mishiyaros. Omer Rav Ashi, v'reisha nami shvamino de rabbanon. I can tell you a raya from the reisha. Diktani, it says in the Resha, in Ba Chareshes, Noison Laget Vahutra. It says in Ba Chareshes, Noison Laget Vahutra. That's what it says in the Resha. It says by Achayis, the case of the Achayis, that it says Meis Bailo Shal Chareshes. So it says Meis Bailo Shal Chareshes. There, in that case, it says Ketano Yetzi Beget. V'Chareshes Noison Laget. That's what it says over there. But the Meis Bailo Shal Ketano. What does it say there? Where the Bailo Shal Ketana, the Ketana felt the guy was Bechareshes. It says there, Ketana is Tamtim Acha Tigdo V'Tachlitz. Why didn't it say in Bala Ketana Yaitza? Why didn't it say Bala Ketana Yaitza? Why didn't it say that? That will pater. So let's look at the Gemara inside. Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, the Rav Shmuel, the Balak Chareshim, so get the Hutra of Lektani, and Balak Tana, Noisin La, we get the Hutra. It doesn't say that in Balak Tana, that Noisin La get the Hutra. So you see, it's according to Rabbanan, you know why it's not good? Because it's a Bia Psula. Since the Chareshim is a Knuya B'miksas, so therefore, she, and it's a sister, so therefore it's a problem. It's a Achoyzu Kosev B'miksas. So I'll tell you why Balak Tana doesn't work. Because Balak Tana doesn't work, because it's a Bia Psula. It's a Bia Psula. So it's a raya that we hold like the Rabbanon. So yeah. So tomorrow, even Shemhala Irya. Charesh is Lestei Kanta. Bets in both of them works, could work with the Abed. But by Ktana, you have an Eitza, give Chalitza. And that's Mutter. So there you don't have to say in Bala Ktana, what would happen. Because that's an Isser. So why would you say that? Even Shemhala Irya. Charesh is the Lestei Kanta, that Teira, Ktana, Kanta, Isura. Ktana, this is the Kanta that you give her a chalitza. You don't say even ball by mistake, because you already have a better eitzah. Give a chalitza, therefore it wouldn't be a raya. We have a raya from another place that's going to Rabbanon Hakaponim. That's what comes out. That's the Maskana Sagamara, that according to Rav Chistam Shem Rav, Charesh is the Rabbanon is Knuya Mashiaras, and Ktana Ketush in Rabbanon is Knuya Ve'ena Knuya.